The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
And you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
And let's grab a few more calls. We'll also be talking about the Daniel Penny trial over in D.C. I think, not in D.C., New York, rather, because I think, boy, an amazing injustice might be ready to play out. We'll just see what happens with that. Let me go to John. Hey, John, it's on your mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was up in Portland for the first time in 30 or 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so my granddaughter programmed the GPS on the car. And it was great in Portland. I would have never made it across town there.
Oh, this is going back on the GPS conversation I was having, people going into the snowdrifts on Wednesday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So I used it to get out of Portland to come home. And since I wasn't familiar with it, I hadn't played with it yet, I left it on, and I was listening to radio all the way down. Well, I had a program for Grants Pass, so I took an exit earlier, and it started squawking at me. Turn here, turn right, reroute.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I just went on home, and it started, well, turn here, turn there, reroute here. So I pulled up to my driveway, and it says continue.
But you were in the driveway where you wanted to be, right?
Well, it wasn't programmed to that.
Oh.
It was programmed to Grants Pass.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So it says continue 1 mile and turn right. That was a dead-end logging road.
No kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
And sometimes when Sexton gets closed off, we'll have tour buses or whatever come all the way up to a road where there's no turnaround. You have to back down the road a mile.
Yeah, and once again, it's kind of like, are you going to believe the GPS or your own eyes, right, with the about road conditions? Appreciate the call, John. Thanks for making it. Gregory's here. Hey, Gregory, you wanted to weigh in on that too or something else? Go ahead.
It's a bit on estate sale topic. There was, and then the topic being estate sales and then the finding of classic cars. That would be a great call day for, of course, the Eric Peters. And if anybody
we'll do that another day. You bet.
Yes, sir. But that also, then the closing statement would be about the states, not the states, but the casinos. Mm-hmm. And that's going to just be a great opportunity for the elderly to get scalped again. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Gregory. Sue, you wanted to weigh in on the casino, which looks like it's very close to being approved in Medford. Go ahead.
Hey, Bill, we lived in Mississippi mm-hmm. before the casinos came in. And we saw a dramatic change in the neighborhoods and just the whole social environment. Once the casinos came into Biloxi, it was not a good thing. I just want to say that crime increased, and we had a very difficult time in our neighborhoods once that casino came in.
Wow. So a corrosion, then, of the community is what you were looking at.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Appreciate the opinion. Let me go to Todd. Todd on the gambling issue, too. Go ahead.
I want to concur with the last caller. I saw down in Santa Barbara County, California, the Chumash Indians before Ronald Reagan signed that legislation expanding casinos on Indian property. They just had a bingo place. It was no big deal. But after the casino came in, I have friends that worked in that community, and they said that the proximity of that casino was so alluring that people were losing their homes. People just got sucked into it. Also, that happened down in Santa Rosa, California, where the Great Indians, it wasn't tribal land. And all the politicians said, oh, the public, you don't have to worry. We won't put it in because you don't want it. Boom, they put it in. Because the right behind the teachers' unions in California, the largest money going into politicians' pockets are Indian gaming. And one other thing, the guy that called up about the homeless and jaywalking, they just passed a law in California making it illegal for the police to write tickets for jaywalking unless it's an immediate threat to public safety because it disproportionately affects minorities.
Disparate impact. Yeah. Okay. I know. I know. It's you laugh until you cry. Thanks, Todd. All right. Let's hold the calls for right now. We'll have a little more open phones after 8:30. I need to talk to a legal here about I've scheduled him for Daniel Penny. I want to get the latest on that, and then we'll get back to your calls. We'll also have a Diner 62 quiz. We got that all coming up. A lot of good conversation on the way here on KMED.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
If you don't plan on cooking tonight, plan on dining at Freddy's Diner. Friday and Saturday nights, Freddy's features their hickory smoked prime rib. Plus, there's everyday favorites like New York steak, smoked beef brisket, Carolina chicken, pressure fried chicken, hand-dipped beer battered salmon or cod, and more. The menu is designed to please everyone in the family. Easy takeout, too. And stick around on Friday nights for karaoke at 9 p.m. Freddy's is a great place to meet friends or make some. Freddy's Diner in Old Town Eagle Point.
Joel here for Butler Ford and Truck Center, and I've got two Joel specials and a 179 tax deduction update for you business owners. My first Joel special is a $344 a month payment on a new Ford F-150. Lease a new Ford F-150 for only $344 a month. My second Joel special is, well, for you Jeep drivers. Trade in that Jeep for a Ford Bronco Sport, and you'll pay only $280 a month. Not a Jeep owner? Your payment only goes up a little bit more than the $280 a month. Now, if you're a business owner looking to take advantage of that 179 tax deduction for your and purchases, Butler Ford is your 179 headquarters. I've got 54 Super Duty trucks in stock that all qualify for the 179 deduction. Whether you want to lease or buy, come see me. I'll show you how it's done. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes down the freeway in Ashland, right off of exit 19, where you know you've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned, and your 179 savings.
36-month leases from $6,252 assigned on stock number 598.55 with seller price of $54,210. $3,500 assigned on stock number 598.50 with seller price of $31,777. After all rebates and discounts on approved credit to Ford Motor Financing, excludes tax, license, title, 250 dealer, VC dealer, details.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to faucet. Here's a review from Don.
We recently had a whole house water softener installed by Siskiyou Pump Service, and we received bids from five other contractors, and theirs was the best. Not just for price, but also for the equipment. The installation went off without a hitch. I highly recommend this company.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Morning Weather is sponsored by Advanced Air and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to deliver intelligent heating and cooling solutions and award-winning service. Visit myadvancedair.com.
I'm meteorologist Bobby J for NBC5. Rain likely through the morning hours. We might get a small break in rain coverage this afternoon before it increases here for tonight and through early Saturday. High today of 54, still breezy, dropping to 40 tonight, 49 Saturday, 54 and showers return Sunday.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
Adam Parker, Parker Trial Law founder. He's a trial attorney licensed in Alabama and Georgia. And I bet you have a buttery smooth accent. How you doing, Adam? Welcome to the show.
I do have a buttery smooth accent or a backwoods country accent, depending on your preference.
I imagine so. Hey, Adam, pleasure there. So you're licensed in Alabama and Georgia. You have represented all sorts of people all across the country. And normally you're kind of like a trial lawyer for personal injury. Is that kind of what you do for a living then?
Yeah, we do that. And we do a lot of criminal. My partner's actually been to New York and California trying criminal cases. But, yeah, we do criminal and personal injury kind of all over the country.
Hey, have you taken a look at President Trump's felony conviction in New York, you know, the Letitia James issue there? And it appears that they're kind of suspending this and they're going to do anything more to it, which means that you can't appeal it either over the next 4 years. Is that kind of kosher in the law world, or does that pass your smell test legally? I'm just curious.
That's not really kosher. Normally, they'd go ahead and have sentencing and then proceed to an appeal. You cannot appeal prior to sentencing, but I mean, it's not really kosher to try to sentence a sitting president either. And we all know Trump's about to be sitting as president.
Yeah, it just seems strange to have that sort of hanging over a administration over 4 years. I don't know what can be. What do you think can be done legally? Maybe there isn't a legal solution at this point. All the cards are in her hands. I don't know.
Well, legally, too, the governor could always issue a pardon, and it's just a moot issue. It becomes done away with.
Yeah. Of course, this is Kathy Hochul we're talking about. Chances are not happening. Okay.
Right. You're right on that.
Okay. We'll set that aside for a moment. But a story that I have not paid a lot of attention to, but I think we really should, and you have been paying attention to it, and it has to do with the gentleman in New York, Daniel Penny, who was on trial, and he went after, and the way the story has been related to me and what I've seen on it is that you have a homeless guy that was threatening and causing physical harm or threatening physical harm to people on the subway, which is nothing uncommon, you know, in the New York City area. We know about that. And Daniel Penny puts him in a lock or a restraint of some sort. He ends up dying. And what can you tell us about how this trial is looking so far? Because I just looked at Daniel Penny as someone who was, you know, it was a bad outcome, but I didn't see intent to kill. But how do you see it as a trial attorney?
I actually think right now it's looking very good for Daniel Penny and his legal team. Mm-hmm. They were able to get in some evidence that the prosecutors tried to keep out, such as the fact that the deceased was actually high on various drugs. He had a history of mental health issues. Normally it'd be kind of iffy if the mental health stuff came in, because at the time this was going on, mm-hmm. we know he was acting crazy. But Mr. Penny had no idea that he was crazy. But as far as the drugs, it shows why the defendant was acting crazed, the deceased was acting crazed.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also it gives some credibility, some character stuff that shows Mr. Penny's actions were justified, because you've got some homeless guy who's high on drugs and threatening to harm people.
Yeah. I know that a lot of times that we get talked about in this is the response that somebody does against somebody proportionate. Isn't that it? It's like, if someone were to just bump you, you know, you can't go and punch them out, that kind of stuff, right? And
that's true.
What role does that play in New York law? I know you're not practicing in New York, but maybe you've read enough about this to kind of give us a take on proportionality. If, somebody dies when you're just trying to restrain them, it rises to the level of a murder or manslaughter charge.
Well, that's one thing that's pretty much the same in whatever state you go to, is you can't meet physical force with deadly physical force. If someone throws a punch at you, you can't go after them with something that could kill them, usually like a knife or a gun if it's a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, you know, they say Daniel Penny's a Marine, put him in a deadly chokehold. One thing interesting is they've got an expert who actually says that the chokehold was not the cause of death, too. So,
oh, really?
Talk about their, yeah, I think the defense expert that just testified, from what I was reading earlier, I missed most of it yesterday, was saying that there was no bruising on the neck to actually lead to cause of death. There was not enough force applied, because if you're going to choke someone to death, they would normally have bruising on their neck. They would have red spots in their eyes. All that kind of stuff that shows choking's the cause of death. They're thinking the guy actually had some pre-existing conditions that would have caused it.
Yeah.
But
could we be looking at here, I'm sorry to interrupt here, Adam, could we be looking at a bit of a George Floyd kind of problem? Because you look at what happened to the officer that got sent down the road, you know, for the George Floyd death. And then you look at the actual autopsy report said that the knee on the neck area did not actually cause the death. That's not what happened, but yet it didn't seem to matter for him, for that police officer in this case. But is it similar, that same kind of situation?
I'm going to give you the quick similarity and the quick difference.
Okay.
The similarity is you've got these outside things causing it, but then you can always look back, well, but for the chokehold, but for the knee, did it happen?
Yeah.
And the answer to that is like, probably the guy wouldn't have died. But the key difference to me, because as a spectator, I was thinking, yes, he should be convicted for causing George Floyd's death.
Mm-hmm.
On this one, I think Daniel Penny should not be convicted. And I mean, some of it's the fact, hey, you're taught as military, you're taught as law enforcement, you wrap up with the guy, you put him in a chokehold, you do whatever. you never really talk to put your knee on somebody's neck.
Except that police officers apparently were trained to do that, weren't they?
I think they were told not to, if I recall correctly, but I could be wrong. But I mean, I'm prior military too, and you know, I was never taught to do that one, not as a just to keep somebody down.
Oh, okay, all right. What do you think is the greatest danger that Daniel Penny is facing, or what's maybe the biggest weakness in his particular case? If you were defending him, let's say.
Okay, so let's see. If I'm defending him, the biggest weakness I think is the amount of time he had him in the chokehold. Mm-hmm. I believe they said it was roughly 5 to 6 minutes. It's not something quick. At that point, maybe he could have let go of the neck area, could have just been wrapped up with the arms to keep the guy subdued. I mean, then you get to kind of, as a prosecutor, you would argue the intent there because he's got his hands around his neck versus the arms.
Okay.
That's something that could definitely be scary on the defense side. But
yeah, 5-6 minutes, that's a long time in a hold, isn't it, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes.
Jury trial, right? Is that what this is?
Yes. Yes.
What is your evaluation of the jury? Have you taken a look at the composition? You think it's a well-qualified and balanced jury, or do you think it's kind of in favor of the defense or the prosecution? Any thoughts on that?
I will be honest. When it comes to picking juries, even like as I travel around, I was working on a case in Kentucky the other day. I've had some out in New Mexico. I always say you need your local guy to make that call.
Really? Okay. So you just can't look at it. You just can't look at it and know. All right.
I don't think race matters. I don't think age matters. I mean, some of it, I've tried a similar kind of self-defense case, but it involved a firearm. My defendant was an older black man. I told him, hey, we want older white people in our community on the jury just because rural Alabama, mm-hmm. where this trial was, older white people are more pro self-defense. You go somewhere else and it could be a whole different genre and everything else.
When in Rome, yeah. Right, Adam? You really have to pay attention to that, all right? Final question I would have for you. In your impression in the trials that you've been at, are we swinging the pendulum back to a more orderly society at this point in time or over the next few years, or are we still looking at team chaos in the law enforcement and judiciary still kind of in charge? How do you see it as an attorney?
I think we've got a few more years of chaos before things get resolved because Rome isn't built in a day. I think there's been some things that led to the chaos, but I think within the next few years we'll see a change, but I think it's going to take a few years.
Hmm. How big of an influence did the George Soros prosecutors have in this chaos, or was it related or not?
I think they had an influence, but I don't think it's huge. I definitely think they had one. I think when you look at some of the places like up in Minnesota, the Defund the Police movement and everything, I think they tried to get that to spread, but I don't think it really stuck. So
that's
my 2 cents. You may think it was bigger, Bill, but I think it was definitely an influence, but I don't think it was as big as they wanted it to be.
All right. Adam Parker. Parker Trial Law, he's the founder of that. How can people find out more about you? And when you answer that, can you also say, what are the odds? You think Penny walks or not?
I'm going to say there's an 80% chance he walks. But
80%.
Yeah, they can find me at www.parkertriallaw.com. Handle cases throughout the country.
All right. Thank you so much. Adam, good talk. Always appreciate that. You be well.
All right.
You know, the one thing I forgot to ask Adam, though. Adam, you still there?
I am.
Okay. Do you lawyers really do get the good lawyer jokes? Do you all have them? Do you get them?
Oh, yes.
You have a good
one? Oh, yeah. Hear them all the time. Get them all the time.
Yeah, all right. Is there a good one you can tell on the air, or we'll have to wait till next time?
We'll wait till next time. I'll have to think of a clean one.
I had a feeling you were going to say that. Thanks, Adam. It's 8:23 at KMED.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
Moving Out, this 1977 pop classic by Billy Joel, is about pursuing a brighter future and could also be your reaction when you see cracks in walls and ceilings, sloping floors, and unlevel door jams. Mallett Construction can fix your foundation, re-level your home, and correct the unstable ground that's causing the damage. So who needs a house out in Hackensack? Get your current home on solid ground by calling Mallett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MalletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Who's better at catching a medical problem in an x-ray or lab test? Your doctor or an AI chatbot? I'm Kim Commando for LinkedIn Jobs. Post a job for free and find qualified candidates quickly at LinkedIn.com/Kim. Most doctors expect that one day AI will help them diagnose illnesses. But many physicians have greatly underestimated the current power of common AI chatbots like ChatGPT. The New York Times reports that even today, ChatGPT will outperform doctors in diagnosing medical issues. A group of randomly assigned doctors got an average score of 76% in correcting diagnosing cases. But when the same data was submitted to ChatGPT, it correctly diagnosed the problem 90% of the time. So were the doctors overconfident that they would outperform AI? One thing is clear, AI in its current stage can be very beneficial to MDs and patients. Get tech ahead with my free newsletter. Sign up right now at getkim.com. When hiring for a small business, you want quality professionals who are right for the role and your team. That's why I use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to find the right people for your team faster and for free. LinkedIn is not just another job board. You get access to LinkedIn's vast network of more than a billion professionals, many of whom you won't find anywhere else. That's why it's simply the best place to hire. LinkedIn does all that while making the process simple and intuitive. Hiring is easy when you have that many quality candidates. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. LinkedIn knows that as a small business, you might not have the time or resources to spend on hiring. That's why LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make it simpler, like the new feature to help write job descriptions. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. That's linkedin.com/Kim.
This is the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
26 after 8. We'll also have the Diner 62 quiz up in about 15 minutes or so. 10, 15 minutes, depending on when my mood fits. All right. I wanted to do some emails of the day, too. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Nice place there, too. It's next to the Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. It's on Freeman Way, okay? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. And a lot of people writing this morning about the casino, also the questions on the estate sale. Interesting finds in estate sales. I was talking about, like I said, I buy this computer bag, and I end up finding a note that says that the guy can't use his computer because the FBI had put inappropriate material on his computer. They had to get that fixed by the Geek Squad. But David writes me this morning, "Hey, Bill, I have a different take on the casino. I was a prosecutor in Jackson County back in the mid-1970s, and I prosecuted many, many DUI cases. Many came from people leaving the old Kim's restaurant while intoxicated on the Highway 99, a heavily traveled road. There are a number of bad accidents, some of which killed people, in one case a mother and two young children, and it was always heartbreaking. Gambling casinos use alcohol as a lubricant," puts that in air quotes, "encouraging play, and it's often meted out rather freely. I would anticipate many of the players will leave said casino somewhat or badly intoxicated. This will undoubtedly lead to accidents due to the heavy traffic on Highway 99. I really see no benefit to having a casino here in the Valley, and I'm totally against building one." David, I appreciate you writing. Terry in Wairika writes me about the estate sales. Good morning, Bill. My story is a bit different but strange. I managed our hospice thrift store for several years, and some donations were shocking. There were military medals, family photo albums and letters, etc., but several real shockers. I had only been working there a few days when I opened a box with a photo of a brand new baby dressed with a teddy bear next to it. Also in the box, the clothes and the bear from the picture, along with a birth certificate and a small urn. I began to cry. Several of the beautiful volunteers rushed to me. They, too, began to cry. Not one of us was able to open the urn. My husband came by a short time later, and we made him open the urn, and thank goodness it was empty. But one day, while I was working in front of the store, I got a frantic call from the back room, and one of my volunteers had found a loaded pistol. Police called immediately. And then there was a brand new volunteer clearing books. He let out a scream. He says, "Help, I need a manager." I honestly thought the bookshelf had fallen on him, but as I came through the door, he was standing unhurt. So to be cute, I raised my hand. I said something stupid like, "My badge says I'm a manager." He was almost hysterical, and he pushed a book at me. I opened the book, and I found almost $10,000. Whoa, that's wild, Terry. And lastly, while a bit disgustedly pulling out a used Kleenex out of a coat pocket, a huge diamond ring fell in my lap. And there are more stories, but those are some of my best. Oh, the gun. The day after finding it, I got a call from what sounded like a very young woman. She nervously explained she may have accidentally left a gun in some donations. When I said we found it, she got all excited, and I asked if she could pick it up. I told her, of course, she just needed to pick it up with the police department. Well, the police department ended up raffling off the gun, a Luger, about 5 years later. Terry, great story. Thanks for sharing that. Mark kicks in a great email on it, too. He says, "Bill, I purchased a storage unit. It was a 12 by 30, and in the very back were about 20 fruit boxes of family pictures and albums going back nearly 100 years of one of the tribal chiefs' families. I spent days sorting and looking at this trove of Oregon history. I was able to return the albums to the family on the reservation, and they were stunned and very grateful. The pictures showed costumes, dances, rodeos, and ceremonies as well. I took a picture of a Marine Corps Thanksgiving menu that was part of the find. See it below. It's a great picture, by the way. How Thanksgiving was, as I remember." And it's a great story. Thanks for sharing that, Mark. Herman writes me about the casino. "Bill, will they be paying property and income taxes like the rest of us?" I don't know about income tax. Property tax, no. I think that there is a negotiation process, if I recall that process, Herman, that the city was having, in which there is an assessment of some of the police services and sewer services and various other things. Had a another person writing about the showering story, coaches showering with the guys. "Bill, when I was in high school in the early 70s here in Oregon, all the coaches took showers after all the sports I had taken part in, and there was nothing wrong about it, nothing weird about it. Not sure why it's weird now, other than the guy wearing some clothing and others are not. Just my experience. Thanks a bunch." Anonymous conservative teacher weighs in on the big story we were talking about earlier, in which truancy or school attendance is really down. It's like, well, even in Medford, only about 2 out of 3 kids enrolled actually goes to school, actually is attending. And the anonymous person says, "Bill, the state of Oregon dropped truancy during COVID and never brought it back. I'm a high school teacher that has a number of students that average missing 1 to 2 days per week. They and their parents then don't understand why they get bad grades and can't stay caught up. I talked to them about work ethics, employability, etc., and nothing changes. Students and parents know that truancy is no longer present. Accountability seems to be a thing of the past. A few weeks ago, our lovely governor did some sort of phone tree in the Portland area to talk to parents about attendance, but once again, no solutions other than talk." An anonymous conservative teacher. Anonymous conservative teacher, I'm glad you're there. Boy, I'll bet you feel lonely at times, huh? 770-5633. We'll have the Diner 62 quiz in a minute after news, and your calls will be following, too. This is the Bill Myers Show. I'll grab one more quick call before news. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hey, Bill. Brad here. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Brad, go ahead.
Judicial reform.
Yes.
We've never had a president who had better background, context, and reason for judicial reform. This is a happy thought.
About Pam Bondi? Is that what you're talking about? That deal? That pick?
Well, whether it's Bondi, whether it's Gates, you know, whether who it is, but this is a president who understands the power and the problematic nature of judicial reform, and I bet we've got some coming, and it's a good thing that we do.
Yeah, well, if anyone understands the downside of the judiciary, the Trump administration will, okay? Thank you, Brad. 770-5633, Diner 62 quiz. We'll be here. Have some fun with that next.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
When choosing a contractor, you need a professional. Clauser Drilling's professionalism starts with their organized office staff and continues with their experienced field staff. A family-owned business, Clauser Drilling employs qualified individuals with diverse skills and experience who share the same passion. This means dependable results you can trust. Don't take a risk on your well contractor. For drilling, deepening, or repair, call 541-476-7795 or visit clauserdrilling.com. Serving Southern Oregon since 1971. Thanks to you, they're great customers.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A local teacher has been arrested on sex abuse charges. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office says Amanda Leonardo worked for the Eagle Point School District. Although the charges are unrelated to her work at school, she's accused also of tampering with evidence and providing liquor to a person under 21. The victims have been identified as being high school age. Oregon's Environmental Quality Commission adopted a climate protection program Thursday, setting enforceable caps on greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels. The limits decline over time in an attempt to reduce emissions in Oregon by 50% in 10 years and 90% by 2050. It's expected to increase the cost for consumer utilities, fuel, and products. Providence Medford nurses are taking a strike vote in the near future after the latest bargaining session with hospital administration failed. The top issue for nurses is full retroactive pay or a bonus of $12,000. I'm Bill London, KMED.
Bah humbug.
Let me guess, you ordered way too much inventory for Christmas this time.
I couldn't pass it up. Some of the deals were so great, and we got it for less than what gold value is.
So what are we going to do with all this stuff?
We're going to have a Black Friday sale.
Of course we are.
You do this every year.
It's great deals for the people.
So what did you find that's so great?
Rings, diamonds, colored stones, even some estate jewelry.
Come check out our new lines, custom bands, pendants, earrings, even bracelets and genuine lab diamonds and mine diamonds for everybody.
Yep, and I'll tell you, I never believed I like real diamonds, but the lab diamonds have really got me going.
And remember, you can always find that special diamond for that special someone.
And don't forget, $5 will hold anything until Christmas.
Plus, we have easy financing options and layaway options.
Father and son, we're on East Jackson between Riverside and Central.
Hi, this is Charlene at American Industrial Door. November is the traditional month of giving thanks. So on behalf of American Industrial Door, I would like to express ours. Our success starts with customers. We are blessed and honored to serve you. Second, our hardworking employees deserve our gratitude for accomplishing so much on a daily basis. Finally, we salute our retired and active military, our first responders, and all of you who work hard to make this country and the Rogue Valley great. So once again, thank you from American Industrial Door.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection, one that helps better their everyday through the things they value most: friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
It is the Diner 62 Real American Quiz Special through the holidays. Hot open-faced sandwiches, pot roast sandwich served with mashed taties and brown gravy, hot turkey sandwich with mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Hey, man, it's like a little bit of Thanksgiving, a little bit early, okay? And remember, Clam Chowder Friday is today. And two pork chops and eggs or 8-ounce New York steak and eggs on special right now on the weekends. Good stuff. Diner 62 just south of White City. Let us go to Greg. Hello, Greg. How you doing this morning?
Good morning.
Greg.
Good, thank you.
We're going back to tomorrow in history, November 23rd, 1876. William McGeer, also known as Boss Tweed, leader of New York City's corrupt Tammany Hall political organization. This was the big racket during the 1860s and early 70s. He's delivered to authorities in New York City after he was captured in Spain. Tweed became a powerful figure in Tammany Hall, New York City's democratic political machine, in the late 1850s. Now, by the 1860s, he had risen to the top of the organization and formed the Tweed Ring, which openly bought votes, encouraged judicial corruption, extracted millions from city contracts, and dominated New York City politics. Greg, that doesn't sound all that different from today, does it? Is it?
No, it sounds familiar.
But anyway, the Tweed Ring reached its peak of fraudulence in 1871 with the remodeling of the city courthouse, a blatant embezzlement of city funds that was exposed by the New York Times. Now, what led to Boss Tweed's arrest in Spain? What finally got him in trouble? Was it A, a tourist? Was it B, a barking dog? Was it C, an out-of-tune piano? Was it D, a cartoon? Or was it E, a cigarette lighter? What actually ended up getting Boss Tweed arrested? What led to it? What do you say?
I'm going to say a barking dog.
A barking dog. The dog, but no, that dog didn't hunt this time, Greg. Okay? Sorry. Let me go to Tom. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Just fine. Thank you.
All right. Tom, not a barking dog, but we had one of these four led to the arrest of Boss Tweed. Was it a tourist? Was it an out-of-tune piano? Was it a cartoon? Or was it a cigarette lighter? What do you say?
I'll guess a cartoon.
I'll guess a cartoon. It's a good day.
You're a winner!
Wow.
It was a cartoon. Here's the story. We'll give you the backstory here. After the New York Times expose, Tweed and his flunkies hoped that the criticism would just blow over and they would be okay, all right? But thanks to the efforts of opponents such as Harper's Weekly political cartoonist Thomas Nast, I think he's the guy that came up with Uncle Sam, if I recall my history, right? But he conducted a crusade against Tweed. Virtually every Tammany Hall member was swept from power in the elections of November 1871. Now, all the Tweed Ring were subsequently tried and sentenced to prison. Boss Tweed served time for forgery and larceny and other charges, but in 1875 escaped from prison and he went to Cuba in Spain. In 1876, he was arrested by Spanish police who recognized him from the Boss Tweed cartoon depiction. It was a political cartoon that Nash put out, and so that's how they caught him. And after Tweed's, and after Tweed's extradition to the United States, he was returned to prison. He died there in 1878. So there we go, the story of Boss Tweed. And you're going to Diner 62, where you're going to have a happily forever after kind of story with your meal. Good stuff, okay?
American Rancher Garage, United in service.
Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage. I just want to say a huge thank you to our friends and neighbors who voted to make us 2024 Gold Medal winners for Best of Southern Oregon. Without loyal customers like you who recognize our commitment to the highest standard of service, we're just another place to get an oil change. So thank you for your continued support. And thanks again for choosing American Rancher Garage. Call 541-499-6673 to schedule an appointment with us today. American Rancher Garage, we are United Through Service.
Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. The best roofing pros in Southern Oregon. Decades of protection just around the corner. Specializing in metal roofing that stands up to inclement weather conditions year-round. Westfall's portable snap-lock machine pulls right up to your door and gets the job done. Get the protection you need with a new metal roof. Done the Westfall way. Done right every time. Call or text today. Get a quote tomorrow. Financing available. Westfall Roofing. We've got you covered. 941-3736.
CCB 250-730.
The IRS back taxes you can't afford? Are your finances underwater? First Response Resolution in Eagle Point solves tax problems. Their CPA will represent you with the IRS and defend your rights as a taxpayer. Visit firstresponseirs.com to schedule your free consultation.
Discover exceptional senior living at Prestige Care Senior Living, where comfort meets care. Visit prestigecare.com, Arbor Place, to explore their beautiful community designed to support an active and fulfilling lifestyle. From personalized care plans to engaging activities, Arbor Place is dedicated to enhancing the lives of their residents. Ready to learn more? Visit prestigecare.com, Arbor Place, today and see why Prestige Care is the perfect place to call home. Your journey to better living starts at Prestige.
One of each, K4 VIN 016551, MSRP 24145, Telluride VIN 573621, MSRP 43205, 5982, due 10K miles per year, zero security deposit, all incentives and discounts to dealer, plus tax, title, license, 150 registration processing fee. Trading in a vehicle will not eliminate your debt. Negative equity applied to new loan balance ends 12-1-24.
Get the gift you really want during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Upgrade your old sleigh, then save on our huge selection of brand-new Kias. Trade up to the all-new 2025 Kia K4 LXS, just $169. A month lease, or a new 2025 Kia Telluride S all-wheel drive, only $229 a month lease, both for 24 months. Plus, once we make a deal at Kia Medford, we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. Need credit? Go to KiaMedford.com to get pre-approved in less than 30 seconds with no effect on your credit score. Hurry in and trade up to a K4, $169 a month, or Telluride, $229 a month during the holiday trade-up at Kia Medford. Click KiaMedford.com.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED.
Glad to have you here, and a little bit of more open phone time, 770-5633, 770-KMED. A lot of people continuing to write me about various issues here, including Joe from Jacksonville. Let me get that one up. And Joe has a good one, and Joe's saying, Bill, a long comprehensive article today on National Review, the National Review site, it really sticks it to the insanity of the January 1st, 2025 ban on gas and diesel RVs in the state of Oregon. No one knows this is coming, and it's going to be a big earthquake around here if you can't give it a read. Thanks, Joe. Joe, I appreciate you writing about that. The really insane part about that is how are we going to really fight this? And these are administrative rules which are coming in. They are not laws that were passed. These are things that have been going on. I think Randy in Ashland was kind of saying, Bill, why aren't you fighting the climate change thing by going out and talking about carbon dioxide is not a greenhouse gas? Randy, I agree with you. I agree with you. Okay, I get it. The problem is, though, is that you have a bunch of committed ideologues in which their religion practically is that we're all dying, and that deindustrializing while China industrializes is somehow going to save us. And it's like trying to convince Muslims about, the 72 virgins. I think that's really kind of what we're at this point. I don't know if Oregon can survive this. Maybe we can talk more about that as time goes on. We also have the increasing of the gas tax. Today is another day that they're having another deal talking about putting up to 25%, 25 cents per gallon on carbon because on carbon-based fuels today. I'll see if I can get an article about that up there or something on social media. I guess we can weigh in. But this is what happens, though, when you elect communists, when you have communists in charge of the executive. You can say, well, yeah, we got some rhinos in the House and this and that and the other, but they're not necessarily fighting really hard on this one at this point. Will they walk out? Probably not. You don't want to give up their job, I guess. All right, Eric, you're here. Go ahead. Good to have you on. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Eric from Ashland.
I want to preface by saying I won the Diner 62 Challenge, and I went out there, and that place is awesome. I've never been there before, and I will continue to go there.
Glad you enjoyed it. It's a great place. Really
is. Their menu is amazing. I want to say that pedestrians always have the right of way. The guy's sitting on his rear end in a heated diesel truck, and it takes 5 seconds for a jerk to walk across the street. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you know, take it with a grain of salt and move on.
I don't know if legally they technically have the right of way. I don't, you know, because you're not supposed to just walk out in front of vehicles. That is against
right.
the law.
I mean, there is the law of obstructing or causing a dangerous situation. But
the one thing is that hitting that pedestrian and killing that pedestrian or severely
right.
injuring that pedestrian is also not a good thing and can cause you just as much. It will cause you worse harm when it comes right down to
right.
it.
Pump the brakes, let them pass. I mean, let your life just chill out and move on. That's
yeah.
I gotta say.
Yeah. But you have to admit, though, living in Ashland, that you have some of the most irresponsible pedestrians in the entire country. In Southern Oregon,
yeah.
and I think it's because they have been conditioned to think that somehow there's a magic shield around them.
Yeah, they do. And up by SOU, I mean, all those crosswalks, boy. But chill out, let them pass.
Okay,
stay in your nice, comfortable, warm vehicle, and move on with your life.
We'll do that, Eric. I appreciate the call. I have a feeling that there will be a naysayer or two about Eric. Get out of my way! All right. Once again, I will repeat, though, a wonderful investment for the time, a dash cam. All right. 770-563-3770-KMED. Line 2 is on. Hi there. Who's this? Good morning.
This is Leslie in Rogue River.
Leslie in Rogue River. How is the river? Is the river rising? Are you looking good?
I'm not on the river.
Okay. I know. Having fun with you. What's on your mind?
Pedestrian crossings.
Yes.
I lived in Italy for 3 years. There is no such thing as pedestrian crosswalk in Italy.
I've heard stories. Tell me what it's like in Italy, but I've heard some stories.
The key to getting across the street is you step off the curb and go.
Really?
If you make eye contact with the driver, you are responsible for your life. If you don't, they are responsible. It's simple.
Now, are you serious? That is actual law, or that's the cultural law, so to speak?
That's the culture.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. It took me probably 10, 12 months to get used to just see the traffic, step off the curb, and go.
Oh, that's kind of the Ashland style of doing it, right?
I don't drive in Ashland.
Okay. Leslie, that's kind of interesting. You want to know a place that you never want to cross across the street in? I'll tell you a state where you never want to do this.
Where?
Ohio. Have you ever tried crossing the street in Ohio?
No, never been to Ohio.
Okay, all right. Well, I grew up there as a teenager, and I don't really remember this, but for some reason, there, the crosswalk is just kind of a suggestion, you know, that kind of thing, where it's a suggestion. But Linda was astounded when she went back and visited my dad there. Everywhere we went, you tried to cross the street in Ohio, and the traffic just kept going. It did not matter. It didn't matter. You could be walking, they'll drive around you. In the crosswalk, you know, the whole kind of thing. It's just insane. Now, that's the...
That was Italy. They drive around you if they can.
Wow. That must not feel really good, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I would like, though, maybe a nice little average between the stupidity of the Ashland pedestrian and the anarchy of trying to be an Ohio pedestrian. Maybe somewhere in the middle where go to the crosswalk... Traffic stops, but you don't step out in front of traffic and expect it to just automatically slam on the brakes everywhere you go. Okay? All right.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend. This is the Bill Myers Show.
There's been a crew of roofers out there for nearly 3 decades.
28 years to be exact, son.
Their mission? To terminate old roofs and replace them with bold, enduring new ones.
Terminate. with extreme prejudice.
Their purpose? To prevent structural chaos and decimation.
I don't care if we're running out of roofing nails. Find some!
Their experience follows them everywhere. A constant. Like a shadow.
We're going to need continuous flashing on that ridge. That's not negotiable.
This season, Mother Nature is upping the ante, and Fontana Roofing will see that and go all in.
Hold the line. Hold the line. Wait for it. Wait. Ladders up! Go, go, go!
The Fontana Roofing team stands between you and the gathering storm.
Ooh-wee! I love the smell of bent metal in the morning.
Your personal journey of epic building security starts at FontanaRoofingServices.com.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The UK CMA issued a report from its independent inquiry group recommending the watchdog investigates Apple and Google's activities in mobile ecosystems. The DMCC seeks to prevent anti-competitive behavior in digital markets and gives the CMA the ability to impose behavioral changes to tackle the anti-competitive behavior. Amazon has announced it would invest an additional $4 billion in Anthropic, and that's the artificial intelligence startup founded by ex-OpenAI research executives. Amazon Web Services will also become Anthropic's primary cloud and training partner. Today is the day that part one of the new Wicked movie drops. To celebrate, Oreo has released a pink and green version of their delicious treat. The pink flavor is bubblegum. The green, green elixir. Shares are mixed. Dow Industrials up by 252, the NASDAQ down by 23, the S&P 500 up by 8. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
8:56. That means 4 minutes left before Markley Van Camp and Robbins and Town Hall News. We're rolling in for 99.3 The Jukebox in Josephine County. Barbara writes me this morning, Bill, I listen to your show practically every day. I appreciate that, Barbara. Thank you very much. And I heard you talking about the John West recall. I was curious how much this was going to cost. I emailed the Josephine County clerk, and I was told that it could cost between $40,000 and $60,000. What a waste. I used to support Lily Morgan. Now I'm having second thoughts. These people don't seem to care much about Josephine County. Interesting take on it, Barbara. I appreciate you listening, and thank you for doing all you do to keep us informed. Barbara, that's very kind. And kind of keying off on that, Holly, you wanted to talk a bit about this too, because it does appear that the John West recall was designed to be a hurry up and wait until everybody is not paying attention post-election. That'd be a fair assessment of what we're looking at. What's the story from Joe County right now? You're the Republican Party chair there, by the way. People don't know you.
Right. Well, I believe that was the case. I mean, if nothing else, they were very good with the timing to make sure that everybody be very busy with Thanksgiving and those sorts of things. But in and of itself, it was just a ridiculous recall. You know, John West is doing a great job. It's in a very difficult time when our county is struggling financially, and he's making tough financial decisions. So he's doing exactly what he campaigned to do. He's doing a fantastic job. But now there are two issues that we're looking at. One of them is that in the counting of the signatures, they used a process that it looks like that may be an illegal process. They took a statistical analysis of maybe 10% and to count the ballots and or to count the signatures.
Well, I don't think on these kind of issues, though, that they actually sit there and examine every
they're supposed to.
They're
less than 15,000. I know there's been some research done on that because people were saying, what do you mean a statistical analysis?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of an algorithm or analysis of it saying that everything is right. You would prefer that everybody was checking this stuff, right, to make sure it was on the up and up, really.
Right. Well, because technically the way they've done it, if you had somebody that signed 3 or 4 times and you're doing a statistical analysis, you probably wouldn't catch that.
That's an interesting point, because that happens. I know that I've even signed petitions in the past, and then I realized, I already signed that. I forgot
and
about it.
They got so desperate at the end that they were paying $5 for every to the collectors for every signature they got.
Well, I kind of thought that with the fact that there are conservatives on the coming into the Josephine County Commission, I thought that this was pretty much a moot point at this point, because it'd be conservatives appointing a replacement. Not that I think John should be recalled. I don't. But we've got about a minute left here. So how much time do we have, do folks in Josephine County have, to be able to get a vote in and stop this ridiculousness, in my opinion? Okay.
Well, it is ridiculous. So next week, the ballots will come out. Excuse me. Probably the day before or the day after Thanksgiving, the ballots are already going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
My big worry is that during the holiday, people aren't going to see that. The people that are trying to get this recall done, shoved down our throats, are going to be out in mass. But the average citizen who isn't in favor of this recall could overlook it.
All right. So when is the deadline? When is the actual count? When do they count for that? When's it over?
December 17th, the ballot has to be in.
Okay. All right. So got a couple of weeks. We're going to have to continue to pound away on that. Holly, thank you for letting us know. Watch for the ballot in Josephine County, folks. Okay. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you very much, Holly. 9 o'clock, KMED, KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Oh, wait a minute. He's going to say it.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED, HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.